time for live high school baseball on WKHM Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Today's live baseball coverage is brought to you by Tom Coffee Softwater, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Performance Automotive Northwest, Jackson Public Schools, Form Energy, Grimes Plumbing, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Omni, Phelps Towing, Wolverine Seal Coating, Kelly Express Marts, Jim Winter Auto, Jackson College, Jennifer Scanlon at the Brokerage House, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance, and Industrial Steel Treating. Grab your sunflower seeds and settle in. It's high school baseball here on WKHM and online around the world at WKHM.com.
Good afternoon and welcome to today's presentation of high school baseball. Today, we bring you live coverage of the 2026 Division III Regional Semifinals between the Lumen Christi Titans and the Springport Spartans at Lansing Catholic High School. I'm Connor Dockering. I'll be your host for all the action live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and WKHM.com. Thanks for joining me today, as all the coverage today brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Lumen Christi, 30-9 on the season. They have gotten to this point by beating Napoleon and then Grass Lake at home in the district tournament this past weekend. Meanwhile, the Springport Spartans, they're right back here at Lansing Catholic High School. This is where they had to go for their district tournament. 29-5 on the season. They beat Olivet last Tuesday, and then they beat the host Lansing Catholic, and then Langsburg in the district semis and championship on Saturday to clinch their spot right here in the regional semis. So we're going to take a quick timeout, and in 3 minutes, we're going to preview what do these teams bring to the diamond today. This is live high school baseball on WKHM, brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone veneer or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing Company. If you or someone you know is currently working in the plumbing industry and looking for a new company to work for, give me a call. We are currently hiring experienced plumbers and drain cleaners. At Grimes Plumbing, we are family-owned and operated and have proudly served the Jackson community for decades. If you are ready for steady work with a company that treats you like family, we want to hear from you. Apply today at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com or send us an email at GrimesPlumbing@gmail.com.
Whether you're applying to college for the first time, continuing your education, or returning to school, you deserve an education that will prepare you for where you want to go. Jackson College offers in-person and online classes taught by experienced instructors at a cost that won't break the bank. Register now for summer classes, academic programs with great earning potential, a better life, and peace of mind. At Jackson College, you can do it. Call 517-796-8425 or online at jccmi.edu.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
So your driveway looks like it's been beaten up by the unforgiving Michigan weather. Your parking lot worn out beyond belief. Get it the protection it needs from Wolverine Seal Coating. Wolverine Seal Coating can extend the life of your pavement by applying fresh seal coating. And it looks incredible, too. Built to last, their high-quality products provide a durable barrier against the elements and will maintain the beauty of your property. If your driveway or parking lot looks bad, don't let it get any worse. Call Wolverine Seal Coating for a free estimate or visit WolverineSealCoating.com.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
We are just ahead of first pitch here at Lansing Catholic High School for our baseball regional semifinal between Lumen Christi and Springport. So I mentioned Lumen Christi, 30-9 on the season. They've of course, had another great season, one of the top-ranked teams, according to Max Preps, in Division III. And, of course, trying to put together a run similar to last season in the playoffs. Last year, beating Hillsdale, Hanover, and Jonesville in the district tournament. And then ended up beating Leslie and Onstead in the regional before eventually losing to University Liggett in the state quarterfinals. So, if Lumen Christi were to win today, they'll make it to the next round, obviously the regional championship, which those games, by the way, will be on Saturday, the regional championship and then the quarterfinal, a four-team tournament there. I believe Plymouth Christian Academy is where those games will be coming up on Saturday. So Lumen Christi trying to make it at least to that tournament again for the second year in a row. Last year, the games were played at Adrian College. And this year, again, Napoleon, they won in their first game on Saturday, 9-0, which ended up being a game that actually took a little bit of time for Lumen to get going in. They didn't really put together the runs until the fourth inning, only 2-0 lead at that point, and a six-run fourth inning for the Titans blew the game wide open. They finally were able to break through Napoleon starting pitcher Tyler Nall and then their relievers. And from there, I mean, they were just able to continue to stifle the Napoleon
WKHM
with a great pitching combined across Kellen Crowley and River McCluskey. Kellen Crowley, by the way, getting the start for Lumen in this one. And then against Grass Lake, ambushing them in the first two innings, leading 7-0. And when Grass Lake's bats started to get going in the middle and later innings, when Christy was able to just continue to think about staying the game, offset Grass Lake's runs and able to keep that comfortable lead and win that one 11-5. So, Lumen Christy, a lot of success this past weekend in their district tournament. Meanwhile, for Springport, they've had some low-scoring games in their district tournament. They had to win, I believe, only 2-0 over Olivet in the district quarterfinals, and then they end up beating the host Lansing Catholic, one of the top-ranked teams in Division III baseball, 4-3 in the district semifinals, and then ended up blowing out Langsburg 10-0 in six innings in the district championship. So a couple hard-fought games to get to that district championship. Ended up passing that test with flying colors, just like they did in the regional tournament for their basketball season. Ended up taking on Langsburg there at New Lothrop. The Springport boys ended up winning that one. So a couple parallels there, but Springport here, already a big improvement over last year's playoff run. Lost to Leslie in their first playoff game. Of course, Leslie, a very good baseball program there. This year, obviously, Olivet, Lansing Catholic, and Langsburg. This is also not their first matchup with Lumen Christi this season. Lumen Christi able to get the upper hand in both games in a doubleheader played on May 9th, winning 6-2 and 7-5 over Springport. But obviously, even though those games were pretty close, regular season performance is certainly no indicator of how the playoff matchups are going to go, as we learned that last week between Columbia Central and Leslie, where Columbia Central able to win both games against Leslie in the regular season, and then Leslie comes in and is able to shut down Columbia Central and knock them out of the playoffs in just the very first game. So, hey, we're at the point. These teams have talent. Of course, two of the best baseball teams in all of Jackson County. So it's going to be a fun matchup between these two teams. See who's going to be advancing to the regional championships on Saturday. Again, Plymouth Christian Academy. That game will be against the winner of St. Mary Catholic Central and Plymouth Christian Academy. So we're going to take a quick timeout. Back in 3 minutes, we're going to be going through with the first pitch between Springport and Lumen Christi. This is Live High School Baseball, brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning here on WKHM.
Get ready to rev up your summer with Performance Automotive Northwest, your local John Deere and steel dealer. Make every job easier with the right equipment. From powerful steel chainsaws to precision trimmers and reliable John Deere compact tractors, we've got what you need to tackle any task. And don't sweat the maintenance. Our two ready-to-mow mobile service trailers will come to you, keeping your equipment running smoothly all season long. Plus, we've got propane refills for your convenience. Make this summer work better with Performance Automotive Northwest, located on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
Jackson County homeowners, there has never been a better time to upgrade to a high-efficiency Amana system than right now. With Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local authorized Amana dealer, get a brand-new AC system installed for as little as $99 per month, plus free 10-year warranty, free Wi-Fi thermostat, and free 1-year Comfort Club maintenance plan. Call Aspen 1 Hour today to schedule your free in-home estimate, always on time, or you don't pay a dime.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
So your driveway looks like it's been beaten up by the unforgiving Michigan weather. Your parking lot worn out beyond belief. Get it the protection it needs from Wolverine Seal Coating. Wolverine Seal Coating can extend the life of your pavement by applying fresh seal coating. And it looks incredible, too. Built to last, their high-quality products provide a durable barrier against the elements and will maintain the beauty of your property. If your driveway or parking lot looks bad, don't let it get any worse. Call Wolverine Seal Coating for a free estimate or visit WolverineSealCoating.com.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Introducing Form Energy, the energy drink that delivers best-in-class taste using high-quality ingredients at targeted levels with only natural flavors, zero sugar, and natural caffeine derived from green tea extract. Form Energy is designed to provide the hydration and mental focus you need to reach even the most ambitious goals in great flavors: Grape Smash, Screamin' Freedom, Orange Fury, and Blue Blitz. Unlock your full potential with Form Energy. Available now.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Back here at Lansing Catholic High School for a live coverage of today's regional semifinal baseball action between Springport and Lumen Christi. Going to the starting lineups before the national anthem. First for Springport, batting first, we've got Drew Kegel catching, Hunter Miller in center field, Jake Kriegel at short, Andon Zienert pitching, Gibson Overweg at first base, Gavin Leitner at third, Ripken Overweg at second, Josh Jordan designated hitter, Caden Eglin in right field, and Colton Wyome in left field. Eric Allen is the head coach for Springport. Meanwhile, for Lumen Christi, center fielder is Jack Fitzpatrick, starting pitcher is Kellen Crowley, at shortstop, Benny Gaston. Third baseman, Paul Sattler. Right fielder, Wes Learn. Left fielder, Brennan Brogan. Harrison Botke, catcher. Eli Kimball, designated hitter. Logan Hetherington at first base. And then Gibson Shore at second base. Head coach is Derek Tracy. Now it's time for the national anthem. So there we go. Ready to go here between Lumen Christi and Springport. As I mentioned, Springport will be batting first. And then Lumen Christi, of course, the home team for this matchup. Lumen Christi wearing their black uniforms, green numbers trimmed in gold, and then the gold Lumen Christi script on the front. Black ball caps with the green brim, green LC logo on there. Meanwhile, for the Springport Spartans, wearing their blue jerseys, white pants with the blue Spartan script in the front, red numbers on the front, white numbers on the back. A very LA Dodger-esque look there to the Springport Spartans. Meanwhile, their ball caps blue with the white front, and then the Spartan logo there on the front. Throwing out the warm-up pitches for Lumen Christi, it's Kellen Crowley as he's ready to get this one underway between these two teams. Of course, Kellen Crowley pitching in both of the teams' matchups on Saturday in the district semifinals and then finals. So he got the start against Napoleon. He went four innings, allowed no runs on no hits, combined no-hitter there between he and River McCluskey. Two strikeouts and one walk. He then came in as a reliever against Grass Lake in the district championship, pitched one and a third innings. He allowed two runs on two hits, had no strikeouts and two walks in that one. Now we're ready to go. Kellen Crowley on the mound. And the Springport Spartans ready to get underway. As I mentioned, their catcher, Drew Kriegel, leading us off. This first inning brought to you by Kevin Lamar at Charles Schwab. Here's the first pitch. And we got a swing and a grounder right to short. Gaston pick up throw across the first in time to Hetherington for a quick first out. Just the first pitch, and we're officially underway here in the regional semis at Lansing Catholic High School.
And second, the center fielder, number 13, Hunter Miller.
Here's Hunter Miller now. Left-handed batter against right-handed pitcher. Crowley winds and fires. This one, fastball just off the plate to the left-hand side. Ball one. Really important for both these teams trying to get the early edge. Swing the foul tip behind. As we mentioned, both these teams a little bit of a blowout win in their respective district championships. Next one, fastball low and in. A little bit of a back hop there after a fouled pitch behind for Miller. It's a two-ball, one-strike count. The 2-1. Swing and a miss, high fastball. Elevated that one. Those high fastballs always tempting. 2-2 count for Hunter Miller. Kellen Crowley looking to keep the bases empty here in the top of the first. Winds and fires, swinging a foul behind off the netting to the left-hand side. Still a 2-2 count. Beautiful baseball weather on this Wednesday afternoon. Got partly cloudy skies, high of around 80 as we have another fastball missing low and in from Crowley. Running the count full 3-2. Payoff on its way. Swing and a miss. That one might have been foul. Tipped into the glove. Result is the same. A strikeout. First of the game for Crowley. And there's out number two.
And third, the shortstop, number five, Jake Kriegel.
So that brings in Jake Kriegel. Bases empty. Two outs. No score yet. Top of the first for the Springport Spartans, trying to keep the inning alive. Trying to get some two-out magic going. But Kellen Crowley, he is really feeling it so far as the first pitch on the fastball right down the middle swings and fouls it behind. And Kriegel falls behind 0-1. Today's coverage brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffey's Soft Water, will be Transit Mix, Brooklyn Plumbing Heating and Air Conditioning, and Phelps Towing. Oh and one on its way from Crowley. One off speed, breaks in. It's going to be swung on, foul tipped in the dirt. Bounced just ahead of home plate and then bounced back at him. Home plate umpire stopped that play dead with the foul. 0-2. Chance for Kellen Crowley to get out of the side in order. Swing and a miss. Three-pitch strikeout, back-to-back Ks for Crowley. And that retires
zero runs,
the side.
Zero hits.
Springport goes down in order. We go to the bottom of the first. Lumen.
One half.
First time at the plate. Back in 60 seconds. This is high school regional semifinal baseball brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour on WKHM.
Right now, at this very moment, is your money making money? Because if it's just sitting in a checking or savings account, it may not be. If you'd like to chat about putting your money to work, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, online ordering is available for pizza, breadsticks, fried snacks, and more at KellyExpressMart.com. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Bottom of the first inning from Lansing Catholic High School.
Center fielder,
no score yet. Springport and Lumen Christie. Connor Dockery with you on WKHM. It's Lumen Christie's first time at the plate. Their beautiful gold batting helmets led off by their center fielder, Jack Fitzpatrick. And it's Andon Zienert on the hill. First pitch, ground ball right up the middle. So we have a couple of first pitch swings leading off the inning for both teams. It was a ground out for Springport, but a base hit for Lumen Christie. First base runner of the game for either team. And Lumen might have something brewing here in the bottom of the first. Kellen Crowley stands in now. First inning brought to you by Kevin Lamar, Charles Schwab. We have a bunt here held off in time, and then we got a check throw from the catcher, Drew Kriegel, over to first base. Jack Fitzpatrick able to step back in. Here's Andon Zienert with the 0-1, showing bunt that one, able to drop in. Nice little late sink there to that delivery. Looked initially to be well above the plate, but drops in, called for a strike. We now got a step-off check throw at first. Fitzpatrick again steps back in safely. Close eye on him at first. 1-1 to Crowley. That one low and away, and once more, Kriegel threatening to make a throw there to first, but Fitzpatrick, he'll think twice. Meanwhile, Crowley steps back in. Quick tap of home plate, swing of the bat. Now we got a pitch out here. Fastball high, and the beautiful throw from Drew Kriegel to Jake Kriegel there at second to catch Jack Fitzpatrick stealing. They anticipated it, obviously keeping a close eye at him. They're on first base and able to get him out. 3-1 count meanwhile. For Crowley, swing and a miss to load the count at 3-2. Base is empty, one out now with that caught stealing of Fitzpatrick. And we got a called strike, 3, curveball, back door, gets into the zone. And that's a way for Springport to get their first two outs. Kellen Crowley caught looking there. Andon Zehner, his first strikeout of the game, and that brings in the number three hitter, Benny Gaston, to try to keep the inning going. Fastball misses up and in for ball one. Zehner ready to go. Quick pitcher here. Doesn't take much time between pitches, and the fastball beans him on the back. Hit by pitch. Inning stays alive for Lumen, and they have a two-out base runner at first.
And fourth playing third base.
That brings in Paul Sattler.
Come on, Paul, make it hurt now.
Takes a moment before stepping into the batter's box. Against Grass Lake, Paul Sattler, 1-for-3, had a one-run single and a walk, scored two runs in the game. First pitch from Zehner, fastball misses high. 1-0 count. So Springport went down in order in the top of the first here in the bottom of the first. No score yet. We had a nice caught stealing there from the catcher Drew Kriegel to get Jack Fitzpatrick out at second after a leadoff single. 1-1. Swinging a line drive. This one goes to left center field. Drops just ahead of Wyoming at second. Running towards third is Gaston. He is in safely. Runners on the corners, two outs. It's a two-out single from Paul Sattler. Second hit of the game for Lumen Christi. And here is Wes Learned, a guy who has established himself as a home run hitter. He had two against Grass Lake in the district championship. And before the first pitch, trying to steal second is Sattler. There's not even going to be a throw. Lumen Christi getting tricky on the bases. Sattler steals second, but there was no throw from Zehner because he didn't want to try to make a play there and then have Gaston try to score from third. Just like that, two in scoring position with two outs for the Titans, threatening to score here in the bottom of the first. First pitch misses up and away to Learned, 1-0. Zehner winds and fires off the plate, 2-0. He's aware of the assignment right here. He knows the damage this guy can do. In the stretch, 2-0. Swinging a fly ball out of play to the football gridiron to our left here at Lansing Catholic. 2-1. Next delivery. That one drops in a backdoor strike on the breaking pitch. 2-2. Zehner trying to pitch out of this jam. He had two outs, bases empty, but a hit batter and then a single for Paul Sattler. And now the fastball off the plate. Springport supporters thinking that was called strike three. Instead, it's ball three. Full count Huge pitch early. Payoff. Swinging a grounder. This one in the gap between short and third. Lumen Christie on the board. And then bobbled a bit by Wyoming in left field. But a quick throw back in. Holds Wes Learn to first. But damage done. Drives in both other base runners. Two RBI single. RBIs brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour. Compliments of Wes Learn. And it's 2-0 Lumen Christie. Two out magic. You got to have that discipline against Lumen as we got a swing and a line drive slicing foul by Brennan Brogan on the first pitch. That one could have potentially brought in another run if it stayed fair. But he'll have to get into the batter's box. He's getting a leadoff single from Fitzpatrick, caught stealing, and then a strikeout looking from Crowley. Two outs with nobody on and then a hit by pitch for Gaston. Paul Sattler with a single. Both base runners moving up into scoring position. And then Wes Learn.
Now you're ready. Here we go.
A 3-2 full count single. Grounder in the left field. Learned at first. 0-2 count after another foul for Brennan Brogan. Swinging another foul. That one another backdoor curveball attempt there from Andon Zienert. But Brennan Brogan just staying alive here. Zienert in the stretch. 0-2 on its way. Swing and a grounder. This one goes right to the second baseman, Ripken Overweg. Underhanded delivery to Gibson Overweg at first in time to get out of the inning. But Lumen Christie, they strike first. Two runs on three hits. No errors. One runner left on base. It's 2-0. Lumen over Springport. Top of the second coming your way in 60 seconds. This is Boys High School Baseball on WKHM.
Jackson County homeowners, there has never been a better time to upgrade to a high-efficiency Amana system than right now. With Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local authorized Amana dealer, get a brand new AC system installed for as little as $99 per month, plus free 10-year warranty, free Wi-Fi thermostat, and free 1-year Comfort Club maintenance plan. Call Aspen 1 Hour today to schedule your free in-home estimate, always on time, or you don't pay a dime.
Think about your loved ones, the people who depend on you every day. If something unexpected happened, would they be taken care of? Too often, families find out too late that life insurance was something they should have had. At Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency, they'll review your situation, explain your options, and make it simple and affordable to protect your family's future. Call Jenkins Insurance Group today, online at jenkinsinsures.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Live coverage of the regional semifinals here at Lansing Catholic High School is brought to you by Wolverine Seal Coating, Grimes Plumbing, Jim Winter Auto Group, Kevin Lamar at Charles Schwab, and the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. 2-0, Lumen Christie over Springport. Now in the top of the second, Springport trying to respond here after they went down in order in the top of the first inning. We got 4, 5, and 6 due up, led off by the starting pitcher, Andon Zienert. Swing and a miss on the first pitch. Kellen Crowley, of course, ground out and then back-to-back strikeouts to get Springport out in order in the top of the first. Now we got a swing and a fly ball. This one going to right field and into the glove of Wes Learn for the first out. Four up, four down for this Springport lineup. Now here's the first baseman, Gibson Overweg. And that bottom of the first inning just shows the type of discipline you got to have against this Lumen team. Not even just this baseball team, but really in any sport. Give them an inch, they'll take a mile. Called strike one on the fastball outside half of the plate to the right-handed Overweg. Winds and fires, swing, and a miss on the next one. Kellen Crowley quickly gets out in front. 0-2 count. Next one. Ooh, runs in and nearly got Overweg. But it's a ball, 1-2. Second inning brought to you by Kevin Lamar at Charles Schwab. Swing and a miss. Strikeout number 3 for Kellen Crowley. And there's 2 down.
Sixth batter.
Base is empty.
Third base, number 21, Gavin Lightner.
2-0 lead of Lumen Christie over Springport. Springport still searching for their first base runner of the game. Here's Gavin Lightner as he swings and pops this one foul out of play. Falls behind 0-1. Lightner, the Springport third baseman, number 6 in the batting order. Crowley winds and fires, runs in and gets him on the left shoulder. There you go. First base runner of the game for the Spartans. We'll see if they can get the two-out magic going. That's exactly what happened in the last half inning. Base is empty, 2 outs, and then a hit by pitch, and you saw what Lumen was able to do with that. We'll see if the bottom of Springport batting order can respond here. Here's Ripken Overweg, the second baseman, looks at the first pitch in the zone for a called first strike. Crowley in the stretch, 0-1. Swinging a pop foul behind and out of play. Brings us to an 0-2 count. Crowley looking to make that two-out hit by pitch not come back and bottom. Crowley 0-2 as the runner goes, swinging a grounder to short. Gaston over to Hetherington at first in time. And the side is retired. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. It remains 2-0 in favor of the Lumen Christie Titans. Bottom of the second coming your way in 60 seconds. This is the Boys High School Baseball Regional Semifinal. Brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning on WKHM.
Have a leaky faucet, stubborn clogged drain, or not getting enough hot water for your morning showers? Don't let plumbing problems disrupt your day. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. Whether your hot water heater is on the fritz and is in need of repair or replacement, your shower drain is backing up, or you just have a leaky faucet that needs fixing, we have you covered. Call Grimes Plumbing today to schedule your service call at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
Phelps Towing wants to thank Jackson and the surrounding counties for making us your one call when things go wrong out on the roadways. Living in this beautiful area can have its drawbacks from time to time, from car deer collisions to blown tires from potholes. Call 764-1921 to get you back to your busy life. We also do jump starts and vehicle lockouts, as well as vehicle relocations and equipment hauling. When things don't go as planned on the road, call Phelps Towing on Page Ave in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
2-0 Lumen Christie over Springport as Harrison Botke leading off swings and pops one to the middle of the infield, and it's going to be caught by the shortstop Jake Kriegel for a quick first out here at the bottom of the second inning.
The designated hitter, number 7, Eli.
7, 8, and 9 due up here in this inning. Obviously, the catcher Harrison Botke popped out there. And now we got the designated hitter, Eli Kimball, getting the bat in on the behalf of Logan Hetherington, the first baseman. First pitch swings and foul tip behind. Falls behind 0-1 to Andon Zienert. Next one, swing and a miss. Falls behind 0-2. Bottom of the first inning, obviously, 2 runs on 3 hits. All that damage coming with 2 outs as we got a swing and a miss. Second strikeout of the game for Zienert. And there's a quick 2 outs for Lumen's bats.
Playing second base, number 3, Gibson Shore.
Gibson Shore, the second baseman, stands in now, trying to keep the inning alive for Lumen. Hey, you never know if he gets on base. He's got the top of the order back. He can do a lot of damage there as we got a swing and a foul tip in the dirt. Shore falls behind 0-1. Second inning brought to you by Kevin Lamar and Charles Schwab. Winds and deals. Swing and a miss. Like he timed it pretty good, but just could not make the contact. Shore falls behind 0-2. Zener looking for a quick inning, especially in response to that first inning that he gave up, 1-2. Winds and fires. That one's low again. 2-2 count for Gibson Shore. Base is empty, two outs. Lumen in front, 2-0 over Springport. Next one. Swing and a miss. It's in the dirt. Gloved by Drew Kriegel over to Gibson. Overweg at first to secure that strikeout. Third of the game for Zener. And Lumen Christie goes down in order here in the bottom of the second. It's still 2-0 Lumen over Springport. Top of the third coming your way in 60 seconds. This is Boys High School Baseball brought to you by Aspen One Hour on WKHM.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
So your driveway looks like it's been beaten up by the unforgiving Michigan weather. Your parking lot worn out beyond belief. Get it the protection it needs from Wolverine Seal Coating. Wolverine Seal Coating can extend the life of your pavement by applying fresh seal coating. And it looks incredible, too. Built to last, their high-quality products provide a durable barrier against the elements and will maintain the beauty of your property. If your driveway or parking lot looks bad, don't let it get any worse. Call Wolverine Seal Coating for a free estimate or visit WolverineSealCoating.com.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Today's baseball regional semifinal coverage brought to you by The Brokerage House, Kelly Fuels, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance, Jackson College and County National Bank. Broadcasting live from Lansing Catholic High School, Springport at the plate, trailing Lumen Christie 2-0 here in the top of the third. We've got 8, 9, and 1 due up, led off by the designated hitter Josh Jordan, hitting in place of the right fielder Caden Eglin. Kellen Crowley remains on the mound in his start. First pitch, that one's in the dirt for ball one. Of course, great work for Crowley so far in this one. Just one base runner through two innings, and that was on a hit by pitch. 1-0. Swing and a line drive. That one gets past the infield combo of Gaston and Shore right up the middle. And that's a leadoff single. First hit of the game for Springport.
Betting ninth, the left
Jordan's
fielder,
on first.
19, Keith Wyoming.
Colton Wyoming at the plate. Right-handed hitter against right-handed pitcher as Springport looks to do some damage. Getting one of these first two guys on base in the bottom of your lineup. Springport already off to a good start. First pitch showing bunt. That's going to be popped behind and foul. So he'll get back in the batter's box. Obviously, Springport trying to get that base runner up from first, trying to manufacture their first run of the game in an early 2-0 hole. 0-1, another bunt attempt from Oyemi, and that's going to be another foul called. 0-2. Now he'll have to swing it. If he goes for another bunt, he risks striking out if it's another foul. Crowley ready to go. Another step off. Hasn't made a pick throw until now. Throw over to first. Jordan dives back in safely. Going to say before that check throw, he's been keeping a close eye there at first. Now we got a swing and another foul by Wyoming. Staying alive. Of course, if Springport can get their first two hitters here on base, with the top of the order lurking in the on-deck circle, that'd be huge for them trying to answer here as we got a swing and a miss. That's going to be off the glove of the catcher, Botke. And as a result, going to get him on base. Well, they will rule him out instead. Weamy ended up running to first, but then ruled out. But he strikes out, swings and misses. And then as a result of Botke, the catcher not able to haul that one in. That presented a window for Josh Jordan to move up to second. So that's one way to get your base runner going up. So runner on second with one out. Springport trailing 2-0. That brings back the top of the order with the catcher, Drew Kriegel, at the plate for the Spartans as he swings and fouls one behind to fall behind 0-1. That strikeout by Kellen Crowley, that was his fourth of the game. Doing well so far. 0-1. Swinging another foul behind to the netting. Falls behind 0-2. Drew Kriegel in his first plate appearance. He swung on the very first pitch, grounded out to shortstop. He is 0-1. 0-2 pitch on its way. Swinging another foul up towards the football field and out of play.
Again, fans,
here at Lansing Catholic, field is very similar to that of Jackson High School, where the football field bleachers are overhanging left field. 0-2, swinging a tapper. This one goes to the right side of the infield. Crowley struggles with the pickup initially, but able to make the underhanded feed to Hetherington in time for out number two. But in that lengthy process, gets Josh Jordan moving up to third base with two outs.
Fielder, number 13, Hunter Miller.
So Springport, their first run of the game, 90 feet away. Hunter Miller trying to come through here for the Spartans. This third inning brought to you by Kevin Lamar at Charles Schwab. Quick step off from Crowley on the mound before getting back ready. First pitch to Miller. Breaking pitch. That one misses high. Hunter Miller 0-1. He was the first strikeout victim of Crowley today. First of four so far. 1-0. Swinging a fly ball. This one going to center field. Fitzpatrick camping under this one, and he makes the catch. So Springport threatening here. They had that first run of the game for them on third, but he is stranded
at the end of the top of the third.
And it remains a 2-0 lead for Lumen Christi going into the bottom of three. Back in 60 seconds, this is Boys High School Baseball in the regional semifinals, brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour on WKHM.
Jackson County homeowners, there has never been a better time to upgrade to a high-efficiency Amana system than right now. With Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local authorized Amana dealer, get a brand-new AC system installed for as little as $99 per month, plus free 10-year warranty, free Wi-Fi thermostat, and free 1-year Comfort Club maintenance plan. Call Aspen 1 Hour today to schedule your free in-home estimate. Always on time, or you don't pay a dime.
Sometimes the stock market can be up and down. When that happens, you might wonder what it means for your investments. How should you react? How should you prepare? If you have questions like these, or if you'd like a professional second opinion about where you stand, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Bottom of the third inning, Lansing Catholic High School Baseball Regional Semis. Lumen Christi leads 2-0 over Springport. They've got 1, 2, and 3 due up. Led off by the center fielder, Jack Fitzpatrick. Meanwhile, for Springport, Andon Zienert still on the hill. Winds and fires, breaking pitch. Another one that misses high for ball one. Fitzpatrick on first pitch in his first at-bat. A swing and a grounder into the outfield for a single. He was then caught stealing. Next two pitches miss out of the zone. And it's a quick 3-0 count for Fitzpatrick. Zener, very quick pitcher, does not take much time between pitches. Fastball misses up and in, and it's a four-pitch walk. First walk he's issued today.
Second, the pitcher, number one,
and Fitzpatrick making it on base in both of his plate appearances. Woman Christie, leadoff base runner here as they look to add to their 2-0 lead. Here's Kellen Crowley. First pitch showing bunt. This one beautifully hugs the line at first. Going to be a, well, attempted tag out. Crowley just stops running, doesn't even try, as Overweg just steps on first. They get the pitcher there, Zener. Step on first, and
the shortstop, number 9, Benny Gasson.
Regardless, sacrifice bunt for Crowley moves Fitzpatrick up to second. So an insurance run for Lumen in scoring position with Benny Gasson at the plate. Quick glance at second. Here's the first pitch. Fastball up and away. Misses. 1-0 for Gasson. Third inning brought to you by Kevin Lamar at Charles Schwab. Here's the 1-0. Breaking pitch. That one drops right in for strike number one. Benny Gasson hit a pitch in his last at-bat, and that's what got Woman's two-out magic going in that first inning. Got a step off from Zienert. Doesn't ultimately make a throw to second. One on its way. Fastball high. So in that first inning, two outs, base is empty. Benny Gasson hit by a pitch. And then Paul Sattler with a single. Got base runners on the corners. Sattler stole second. He had two in scoring position with two outs. And then Wes Learned coming through with a grounder sneaking into the outfield. A two-run single. And that's what gave us our current score, 2-0. Lumen Christie over Springport. Another one misses, 3-1. Next pitch, swing and a foul tip into the glove, perhaps. But regardless, runs the count full, 3-2 for Benny Gasson. Steps back into the left-handed batter's box. 3-2, payoff, swing, line drive, slicing foul into left field. He's got to get back in at the plate.
Come on, Benny. Good job up there.
Zienert trying to get the second out here. Trying to hold this score for Springport at a two-run deficit. In the stretch, here's another payoff. Swinging a line drive, this one going to right field this time in fair territory. Caught by Eglin, and that's going to move up Jack Fitzpatrick to third. Two outs for Lumen Christie, up 2-0, and here is Paul Sattler.
And for third baseman, number 6, Paul Sattler.
All right, Paul, do it again.
Chance to drive in another Lumen Christie run. Again, you can get, you need to take all the insurance runs you can get, especially against a team of this caliber, obviously this late in the playoffs. Regional semis, first pitch, fastball misses high, 1-0. Zener, quick glance at third, 1-0 on its way. Fastball just at the top of the zone. Called strike, 1-1. Sattler 1-for-1, single in the first inning. Eventually scored one of those two runs. We got a swing and a tapper to second base. Should get out of the inning unscathed, and the throw is offline. Ripken Overweg to Gibson Overweg. That's a costly error. Adds a run on the board for Lumen. It's 3-0. In the process, it moves Sattler up to second as well on what should have been an inning-ending out.
Come on, Wes. There you go. Stay high.
So Fitzpatrick scores from third. Sattler now at second, two outs. Wes Learned at the plate. First pitch drops in just above the zone for a ball. Next one, fastball. That one misses low and away. Just off the plate again, 2-0. It's an advantageous count here for a guy who can do damage for the Titans. Next one. Pass ball up and away. 3-0. So 3-0 count. Woman up 3-0. Looking to add to their lead here. Next pitch. Fastball on the upper inside corner of the zone. Called strike one. 3-1 count now. For Wes Learned. He drove in the first two runs of the game back in the first. We got a step off from Zener. Doesn't make a check throw to second. With Paul Settler standing there, reaching by way of the error. Now we got another step off. Three, one. Misses. Ooh! Oh, boy. I think Wes Learned and everybody here, at least on the Lumen side, thought that was ball four. But that one just grazing the inside half of the plate. For a called second strike, now a 3-2 full count. Zener with the payoff on its way. Froze, Learned at the plate, called strike three. Strands an insurance run in scoring position. But on a two-out error, Lumen is able to add to their lead.
No hits.
3-0 over Springport. Top of the fourth coming your way in 60 seconds. This is Boys High School Baseball. Brought to you Aspen 1 hour on WKHM.
Jackson County homeowners, there has never been a better time to upgrade to a high-efficiency Amana system than right now. With Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local authorized Amana dealer, get a brand new AC system installed for as little as $99 per month, plus free 10-year warranty, free Wi-Fi thermostat, and free 1-year Comfort Club maintenance plan. Call Aspen 1 Hour today to schedule your free in-home estimate, always on time, or you don't pay a dime.
Happy summer! This is Jennifer Scanlon with the Brokerage House. Are you dreaming of lake days? Join us for the Irish Hills Lake and Home Tour, Saturday, June 20th from 10 to 5. Jump on a pontoon and enjoy a tour on five of the area's most desirable lakes. The Brokerage House is partnering with Flagstar Bank, Eagle Point Marine, the Irish Hills Chamber of Commerce, and the Home Builders Association to welcome guests at the Eagle's Nest on gorgeous Clark Lake. Call the Brokerage House today for your complimentary wristband while supplies last. 517-788-8733. Let's make your next move a move to the lake.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Today's regional semifinal baseball coverage on WKHM brought to you by Omni, Performance Automotive Northwest, Jackson Public Schools, Industrial Steel Trading, and Jessica Villarreal, Star Realty. 3-0 Lumen Christi over Springport. Top of the fourth inning, Springport trying to get some more base runners here, trying to put some runs on the board themselves. 3, 4, and 5 due up. Led off by the shortstop, Jake Kriegel. Swings and pops one foul up and out of play behind us. Only two base runners through three innings for Springport. Against Kellen Crowley, who's been pitching great so far in this one. Off speed, that one misses off the plate and in the dirt. One ball, one strike for Jake Kriegel. Another 1-1 fastball misses low and away. 2-1. Jake Kriegel struck out swinging in the first inning. He's 0-1. First inning, Springport was retired in order to start this ball game. He's got the fastball called strike two outside half of the plate. 2-2 count. Getting right here into the meat of Springport's batting order. 2-2, high fastball above the zone. That one swung on and popped foul out of play once more. Jake Kriegel, of course, as well as many of these Springport baseball players, key figures on their basketball team, has got a swing and a line drive. This one, a base hit into left field just ahead of Brendan Brogan. A two-strike single for Jake Kriegel to lead off the fourth inning for Springport. Their second hit of the game. This brings in the pitcher, Annan Zienert. Of course, Springport still has some work to do. This does move the tying run up into the on-deck circle. But they got to get more than one base runner going in an inning. As we got a check throw at first. Kriegel stepping back in safely. First pitch, swing, runner goes, but it's a fly ball to right center field. It's caught by Wes Learned, and Kriegel's going to have to retreat back to first. There's the first out.
Fifth batter for the Spartans. First baseman,
Gibson Overweg. The first baseman. He was the third strikeout victim of Kellen Crowley in this one. 0 for 1 at the plate. Got Jake Kriegel threatening to go to second there. He was anticipating the pitch going, and he started a run, but then he had to retreat, and now we got a check throw at first where he dives back in safely. Jake Kriegel really aggressive, trying to steal second. Got another step off from Crowley. Gloomin is catching on to his antics right here. 3-0 Lumen. Here in the top of the fourth, we've got a swing and a grounder. This one goes to third. Slow roller. Going to be a close play throw across to first in time. Great throw from Paul Settler. To Logan Hetherington for the second out, and that's going to move Jake Kriegel up to second in the process. Here's Gavin Leitner. Crowley in the stretch, quick glance at second. First pitch, swing and a foul tip behind. Falls behind in the count, 0-1. Kellen Crowley so far in this one through 3 2/3 innings. No runs allowed on 2 hits. 4 strikeouts, no walks, and a hit batter. Fastball misses low and away now. 1-1 for Gavin Leitner. Was the first base runner of the game for Springport back in the second inning, hit by a pitch with 2 outs. Oh, we got a balk from Kellen Crowley. Ooh, that's going to move Jake Kriegel up one bag to third now. So Springport, another opportunity here. Second time they've had a base runner on third, but can they come through here? Next one, fastball just on the outside edge. Called strike two. It's 1-2 now to Gavin Leitner. Crowley trying to keep Springport off the board. Swing and a line drive. This one is going to be caught. The center fielder Fitzpatrick in the air just long enough for him to run it down, and Springport has another base runner on third stranded, and they remain behind Lumen Christie 3-0 going into the bottom of the fourth. This is boys high school baseball in the regional semifinals, brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour on WKHM.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Get ready to rev up your summer with Performance Automotive Northwest, your local John Deere and steel dealer. Make every job easier with the right equipment. From powerful steel chainsaws to precision trimmers and reliable John Deere compact tractors, we've got what you need to tackle any task. And don't sweat the maintenance. Our 2 ready-to-mow mobile service trailers will come to you, keeping your equipment running smoothly all season long. Plus, we've got propane refills for your convenience. Make this summer work better with Performance Automotive Northwest, located on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Brennan Brogan leading us off for Lumen Christie in the bottom of the fourth inning as the Titans lead the Springport Spartans 3-0 here in the regional semis. And then Zener remains on the mound. First pitch missed for ball one. Now we got a fly ball. This one going to right center field. That's going to be ran down by Hunter Miller on what would be the warning track here, deep in right center field for out number one.
Number 10, Harrison Botke.
So a quick first out there for Zenert. Here's the number 7 batter Now the catcher, Harrison Botke. Zienert winds and fires. Fastball just above the belt. 1-0 the count. Next one on its way. Right down the middle on the fastball. One ball, one strike. Here's Botke. He's 0 for 1. He popped out in the second inning for his first plate appearance. Fastball misses low and in. Nice snag there from the catcher, Drew Kriegel. Not that it would have mattered anyway. No base runners yet. 2-1. Breaking pitch. Could not clip the corner of the zone. 3-1 now. Botke ready to go once more. 3-1 pitch coming. Swinging a foul to the left-hand side of the screen and makes it a 3-2 full count. Woman Christie. So far, two runs in the first inning on two outs. And fastball misses inside on the 3-2 full count. Ball four. Botke draws the one-out walk. Second walk Benny issued by Zener. And that brings in seven, Eli Kimball. So two runs on three hits in the first inning. And then a unearned run for Lumen Christie in the third. A run on a two-out error. So ready to go here. First pitch to Kimball. That one fastball high. Chest high fastball. 1-0 count. Botke at first. There's going to be a pinch runner here. 1-0 on its way. Swing a pop to the shallow center field. It's going to be called off by the shortstop, Jake Kriegel, who makes the catch for out number two. This brings in the nine-hole hitter, Gibson Shore.
Number three, Gibson Shore.
It's going to be Patrick Thompson, the pinch runner at first. As Shore comes in trying to keep this inning going for Lumen, especially with the top of the order lurking. Fastball right down the middle, called for a strike. Pat on his shoulders all the way. Struck out in the second inning. The third strikeout victim of Zienert today. He's got four strikeouts overall. Breaking pitch. That one a little bit far outside, but called strike two anyways. And it's an 0-2 count for Shore. 0-2 from Zienert on its way. Runner goes. Swing foul. Tip behind. And got to do it again. Patrick Thompson got to get back to first with that foul. Shore ready to go at the plate again. Zienert gets ready on the hill. In the stretch, 0-2. Swinging a grounder. This one goes right to the first baseman, making a diving play. Gibson Overweg able to just make contact on it, preventing it from going into the outfield, but otherwise no play to be made. A infield single for Gibson Shore puts runners on first and second for Lumen Christie with two outs, and that brings in the top of the order in the form of center fielder Jack Fitzpatrick.
Come on, Jack.
Fourth of the game for Lumen, leading 3-0. Looking for more two-out magic, just like they got going in the first inning to get their first two runs of the game across. First pitch misses off the plate for ball one. Now we got a swing and a big bounce there to short. Throw across Jake Kriegel to Gibson Overweg in time for out number three. Two base runners stranded. And Lumen Christie can't add to their lead. They're still in front, though. 3-0. Over Springport. Top of the fifth coming your way in 60 seconds. This is Boys High School Baseball brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour on WKHM.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone veneer or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Today's regional semifinal baseball coverage brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffee Softwater, Wilby Transit Mix, Brooklyn Plumbing Heating and Air Conditioning, and Phelps Towing. 3-0 Lumen Christi over Springport. Now in the top of the fifth inning, very fast moving, low scoring, low base runner game so far, as is to be expected for this stage of the postseason, regionals and beyond. Quality of competition goes up, quality of pitching goes up, and every base runner just all that much more important. As we've got 7, 8, and 9 due up for Springport. First pitch bounces in the dirt from Kellen Crowley. Ripken Overweg leading off. He gets ahead 1-0. Next delivery from Crowley. Swinging a foul up and out of play. Ripken Overweg. He's 0 for 1. He grounded out to end the second inning. Next one swinging another pop foul to the right-hand side up and out of play. 1-2. So through the first four innings of the game for Springport at the plate, they were retired in order in the first inning, and then each of the following three innings, they've only been able to get one base runner on in each inning. Twice they did get that base runner up to third. As we get called, strike three fastball outside half of the plate from Crowley. And there's the first out of the inning. Ripken Overweg not happy with that strike call. But not at this level. There is no ABS ball strike challenges quite yet. And there's the first out of the inning. First pitch now to Josh Jordan. A big swing and a miss. Couldn't make contact. 0-1. That was the fifth strikeout of the game as well for Kellen Crowley. Boy, he's been pitching with confidence right since the first inning. He's been bringing his best stuff today. Late swing and a miss. Josh Jordan could not catch up to that fastball, and it's 0-2. Winds and fires. Fastball high for a ball. Base is empty. One out. 3-0 Lumen Christi over Springport. 1-2. Swinging another foul out of play. Towards the football field to our left from Lansing Catholic High School. Just behind the U of M Sparrow Hospital here in Lansing. I had a young cousin born there, as a matter of fact, last year. Fun fact is we got a swing and a miss from Josh Jordan. Back-to-back strikeouts from Kellen Crowley. To start the fifth inning, there's two away.
Left fielder, number 19, Keith Wyoming.
Six strikeouts now for Crowley. Here's Colton Wyoming at the plate trying to keep the inning alive. First pitch, fastball called strike one. Wyoming striking out in his first plate appearance back in the third inning. Big swing and a miss on the next delivery, and another 0-2 count. Kellen Crowley, boy, he's just wheeling and dealing right now. Chance to strike out the side in order. 0-2. That one runs up and in. Doesn't quite get him, but it's ball one. Ready to go again. Crowley, 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strikes out Springport in order to get out of the top of the fifth. Lumen Christi holds in front 3-0. Bottom of the fifth coming up next. This is High School Baseball brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour on WKHM.
Introducing Form Energy, the energy drink that delivers best-in-class taste using high-quality ingredients at targeted levels with only natural flavors, zero sugar, and natural caffeine derived from green tea extract. Form Energy is designed to provide the hydration and mental focus you need to reach even the most ambitious goals in great flavors, Grape Smash, Screamin' Freedom, Orange Fury, and Blue Blitz. Unlock your full potential with Form Energy. Available now.
Sometimes you might wonder if you're investing your money the right way, especially when the markets are going up and down. You might wonder, will I have enough to retire one day? How long will my money last anyway? If you've got questions like these, or if you'd like to get professional advice about your investments, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Broadcasting live from Lansing Catholic High School, boys baseball regional semifinals. Lumen Christi over Springport, 3-0 now in the bottom of the fifth. Andon Zienert still on the mound in his start. We've got 2, 3, and 4 due up for Lumen, led off by the pitcher, Kellen Crowley. First pitch out of the zone for a ball, and then followed that up with called strike one. 1-1 on its way, swinging a foul tip on a high fastball. Crowley falls behind 1-2. Zienert playing very well so far. 3 runs, 2 of them earned. In 4 innings, 4 strikeouts, 2 walks. We've got a swing and a grounder. This one goes right to the shortstop. Jake Kriegel throw across. Just too high for Gibson Overweg. And it's going to be an error. That would have been a close play anyways, but that off-target throw getting Kellen Crowley on base to start the bottom of the fifth. Second error of the game for Springport. Last error.
Third batter, shortstop. Nine,
brought in Benny. The third run of the game for Lumen back in the third inning. That brings in Benny Gaston. First pitch fastball called. Strike one, top of the zone. Gaston so far 0-for-1. Hit by a pitch in the first with a run scored. And then a flyout. That one's going to be missing just off the plate on the fastball. For the left-handed Benny Gaston, 1-1. With Kellen Crowley on first. 1-1 on its way. Swinging a line drive, high line drive to left field. That drops in between the shortstop, Jake Kriegel, and the left fielder, Wyoming. Misplayed there in left field. That's going to drive in another insurance run. 4-0 Lumen Christi. Boy, some mistakes here for Springport. Really, every single mistake in this game that Springport has made, Lumen Christi has capitalized every single time. And they once again have a runner in scoring position with nobody out. Here's Paul Sattler. So a base hit for Benny Gaston, and then the error scoring that run. We got a step off here from Zienert. No throw made. Now we got a swing and a fly ball to left field. That's going to be caught by Wyoming out there. 4-1. That brings in Wes Learn, the right fielder.
Number 12, Wes Learn.
Runner on second with 1 out. Lumen Christi leads 4-0. 2 errors in the inning for Springport. First pitch to Learn. That one misses inside for ball one. Trying to back him off the plate a little bit. Learn really overhanging that plate. Got another step off from Andon Zienert. In the stretch, here's the 1-0. That one misses low and in again on the fastball. 2 balls, no strikes. The count for Wes Learn. 1-for-2 Two-run single in the first. Strikeout looking in the third. Fastball up and away this time. 3-0 at risk of walking his third batter of the game to put multiple base runners on for Lumen Christie, who are already leading 4-0. Already scoring a run so far in this inning. We got a step off and a throw to second with Gaston diving in safely. Close eye on him. They're off the bag, even though he's already in scoring position. Yeah. 3-0. Swinging a screamer. That one goes out of play on the right-hand side. But, man, if he kept that one fair, that one is gone. But instead, it's a 3-1 count for Wes Learn. Told you, he's got some crazy power at the plate, as he's demonstrated time and time again. Pitch misses inside. It's ball four. Lumen Christie, runners on first and second with one out. Here is Brennan Brogan. So Lumen already up 4-0. Good chance to keep adding to their lead here in the fifth as this game winds down. We've got a high line drive to center field caught by Miller for a big second out here for this Springport defense. Trying to prevent any further runs from being scored. That brings in the catcher, Harrison Botke. He had his catcher's gear already on in the on-deck circle, but he's got to take all that off and get in the box. Gaston on second, Wes Learn on first with two outs. First pitch, that one called strike one on the inside half for Harrison Botke. So this inning started with Kellen Crowley reaching on an error, and then Benny Gaston with a single plus an error, scoring the run in this inning. Since then, a flyout, a walk, and a lineout. Pitch misses, one ball, one strike. Next delivery from Zienert, that one in the dirt. 2-1 count for Botke. 0-1 in this one. Pop out in the second and a walk in the fourth inning. Got a step off from Zienert here. Does not ultimately make a throw. Really watchful eye against these Lumen base runners. 2-1 fouled out of play to our left. 2-2 count. Zienert trying to limit the damage to just that one run. As it stands right now, an unearned run. 2-2. Chopper swing and a miss. Huge strikeout for Zienert. Took a Tommy Hawk chop at that one. Missed the contact. Fifth strikeout of the game, but Lumen does add one run on one hit, two errors. And two runners left on base. 4-0 Lumen, top of the sixth, coming your way in 60 seconds. This is Boys High School Regional Semifinal Baseball, brought to you by Aspen One Hour on WKHM.
Whether you're applying to college for the first time, continuing your education, or returning to school, you deserve an education that will prepare you for where you want to go. Jackson College offers in-person and online classes taught by experienced instructors at a cost that won't break the bank. Register now for summer classes, academic programs with great earning potential, a better life, and peace of mind. At Jackson College, you can do it. Call 517-796-8425 or online at jccmi.edu.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, online ordering is available for pizza, breadsticks, fried snacks, and more at KellyExpressMart.com. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Got a relief pitcher in for the Lumen Christie Titans in the form of River McCluskey, pitching with a 4-0 lead over the Springport Spartans here in the top of the sixth inning. Connor Dockery with you on WKHM, broadcasting live from Lansing Catholic High School. As we've got 1, 2, and 3 due up for Springport, led off by the catcher, Drew Kriegel. So five brilliant innings for Kellen Crowley. No runs allowed on 2 hits, 6 strikeouts, no walks, 1 hit batter. A fine pitching performance as his team has slowly grown the lead throughout the game. A couple of unearned runs helping that, of course. First pitch from McCluskey. This is up and away for ball one. McCluskey, of course, very high velocity on his fastball, but at times has struggled with his command, as we've got one missing low there. 2 balls and 0 strikes for Drew Kriegel. McCluskey ready in the stretch. 2-0. Swing and a miss from Drew Kriegel on a high fastball. 2 balls and 1 strike. Springport retired, wrote struck out in order in the last inning. 2-1 late. Swing and a miss. Could not catch up with that fastball, and it's a 2-2 count. So through 5 innings, Springport has been retired in order twice. And the other 3 innings, just getting only 1 base runner on. Although twice they've been able to get that base runner on third base, but can't bring him across. We got another swing and a miss. Strike 3. And a strikeout for McCluskey coming in relief. There's the first out of the inning.
Spartan second batter.
McCluskey's first in relief, combined 7th strikeout of the game for this Lumen Christi pitching staff. Base is empty. One out. Here is Hunter Miller, the center fielder. 4-0 Lumen Christi as we got a swing and a pop foul out of play to the left. Another foul ball that goes to the football field here at Lansing Catholic. It's an 0-1 count. Hunter Miller, 0-2, strikeout in the first and a flyout in the third. In the stretch, 0-1. Fastball high and off the glove of Harrison Botke. 1 ball, 1 strike. Today's coverage brought to you by Wolverine Seal Coating, Grimes Plumbing, Jim Winter Auto Group, Kevin Lamar at Charles Schwab, and the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. Winner of this game will take on the winner of St. Mary Catholic Central and Plymouth Christian Academy in the regional championship on Saturday. As we got a fly ball to center field, Fitzpatrick camping under this one, and he makes the catch for out number 2. Number 3 hitter Jake Kriegel standing in to try to keep the inning alive.
The third batter
for the Springport Spartans.
Jake Kriegel.
Trying to get a score update there from Plymouth Christian Academy. First pitch, that one bounces in the dirt, off speed delivery there from River McCluskey. It's ball one. So it looks like 3-0. St. Mary Catholic Central over Plymouth Christian Academy. Swing and a line drive. Base hit into left field. Drops just ahead of Brennan Brogan there. And the inning keeps going for Springport as they really try to rally here.
Fourth batter, number 10.
That is their third hit of the game. As I mentioned, now only 4 times for Springport. 4 innings. They've only had a single base runner, but they've got to do more than that if they want to try to chip into this deficit. McCluskey, quick peek over his left shoulder at first as he makes the first delivery in the dirt, and Jake Kriegel, he was running for second. Anyways, no chance at the play with that pitch in the dirt, and that's a steal for Kriegel. Runner in scoring position for Springport with 2 outs, trailing 4-0. With Andon Zienert at the plate, 1-0 count. McCluskey ready to go in the stretch. 1-0 on its way. Fastball misses off the plate. Zener at the plate in this one. Of course, starting pitcher for Springport. And it's going to be an intentional walk. Prior to that, he was 0-for-2 with a couple of flyouts to right field.
The fifth batter, number 14, Gibson Overweg.
So like that, we've got two on for the first time of the game for Springport with two outs. And here is Gibson Overweg, the first baseman. He's 0-for-2 with a strikeout and a ground out in this one. Looking to do some damage with the two base runners on. The tying run is in the on-deck circle, but with two outs, Springport's got to get something going here. Top of the sixth inning. Running out of time here to make something happen. We got a pitch in the dirt. Runner goes and safe. Jake Kriegel stealing third. We did not have a double steal. So now runners on the corners with two outs. Two steals in this inning for Jake Kriegel. Meanwhile, 1-0 count for Gibson Overweg. And now a step off, a steal attempt for Zienert. And great step off for McCluskey. Easy throw there to Gibson Shore to get the tag out. And that's going to be a caught stealing for Zienert to end the inning. Springport's best chance to get on the board here comes by, and they don't capitalize. It's still 4-0, Lumen Christi over Springport. This is Lumen Christi's final chance to add to their lead. Bottom of the sixth coming up in 60 seconds. This is Boys High School Baseball, brought to you by Aspen 104 on WKHM.
So your driveway looks like it's been beaten up by the unforgiving Michigan weather. Your parking lot worn out beyond belief. Get it the protection it needs from Wolverine Seal Coating. Wolverine Seal Coating can extend the life of your pavement by applying fresh seal coating. And it looks incredible, too. Built to last, their high-quality products provide a durable barrier against the elements and will maintain the beauty of your property. If your driveway or parking lot looks bad, don't let it get any worse. Call Wolverine Seal Coating for a free estimate or visit WolverineSealCoating.com.
Happy summer. This is Jennifer Scanlon with The Brokerage House. Are you dreaming of lake days? Join us for the Irish Hills Lake and Home Tour. Saturday, June 20th from 10 to 5. Jump on a pontoon and enjoy a tour on five of the area's most desirable lakes. The Brokerage House is partnering with Flagstar Bank, Eagle Point Marine, the Irish Hills Chamber of Commerce, and the Home Builders Association to welcome guests at the Eagle's Nest on gorgeous Clark Lake. Call The Brokerage House today for your complimentary wristband while supplies last. 517-788-8733. Let's make your next move a move to the lake.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
4-0, Lumen Christi over Springport. Now in the bottom of the sixth inning here at Lansing Catholic High School. 8-9-1 due up for Lumen, led off by the designated hitter Eli Kimball. And in Zienert still on the mound. Pitching in all five innings so far for Springport. You really can't put this one on him. Got a couple of foul pitches to start. 0-2 count for Kimball. Winds and deals. Swinging a line drive. This one dropping. And is that a catch in right field by Eglin? No, not able to haul it in. Boy, an impressive effort there. Looked like it was going to drop ahead of him. Made a nice diving effort, but not able to keep it in his glove. That's going to be a base hit for Kimball. Sixth hit of the game for Lumen Christi. That brings in the number nine hitter.
Thank you, Lumen Christi, number five,
Gibson Shore. But again, you cannot put this one on Andon Zener. He's pitched great through five innings. He's allowed four runs, two of those unearned. So only two earned runs in five innings. Five strikeouts, three walks on now six hits. Looks like we have belt issues for Andon Zienert. Actually needs to get a new one from the dugout. You don't really see this very often. But the uniform malfunction here in our regional semifinal. Meanwhile, we actually do have a pinch hitter here in place of Gibson short. It is River McCluskey. A lot of fans making the trip up here to Lansing for this one. I see a lot of blue there for Springport and a lot of green as well for Lumen Christi. Supporters of both teams, of course, wanting to see their teams move on further in this postseason. What's been a great postseason so far for both these teams. Looks like Andon Zehner good to go with his brand new belt from the dugout, and he's back ready to go. In the stretch, runner on first with no outs. And we got a check throw at first. Kimball diving in safely. Now Zehner ready to go once more. First pitch bunt attempt here for McCluskey. Goes right to Zehner on the hill. Throws to second in time for the first out. So not a successful sacrifice bunt there for McCluskey. Getting the lead runner retired for the first out. That brings back to top of the order with Jack Fitzpatrick. Fitzpatrick so far in this one, 1-for-2. As the first pitch swinging a pop foul out of play behind us for an 0-1 count. Today's coverage brought to you by the Brokerage House, Kelly Express Mart, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance, Jackson College, and County National Bank. Pitch in the dirt, and Drew Kriegel can't locate it. He loses track of it, and that's going to advance River McCluskey to second base on the wild pitch. So Lumen Christi, a runner in scoring position with one out, already leading 4-0, and we got a pitch in the dirt, rolls all the way to the backstop. Back-to-back wild pitches from Andon Zehner, moving McCluskey up from first to third now. 2-1 count, meanwhile, for Jack Fitzpatrick. Next pitch, low and away, but clips the corner, called strike two. Here's the 2-2 on its way from Zehner in the dirt, but a nice block this time from Kriegel. 3-2 full count. In the stretch. Payoff on its way. Swinging a tapper foul to the left-hand side. Staying alive with the full count. Fitzpatrick has also been caught stealing in this game and has scored one of Lumen's four runs. He scored the unearned run back in the third inning. Payoff again. Fastball well above the zone, and we have a check throw at third. Back in safely. That was a close play. River McCluskey just getting back in. Evidently, Gavin Leitner not able to make the tag.
In second, number one.
In time. Lumen Christi now has runners on the corners with just one out here in the bottom of the sixth, leading 4-0 over Springport. Fourth walk issued by Andon Zehner. Second one drawn by Fitzpatrick as well. First pitch to Crowley now. Misses high on the fastball, 1-0. Next delivery with the runner going. It's going to be off the plate for a ball and the throw offline. Meanwhile, check throw to third. After the throw to second to try to catch McCluskey off the bag, and he is safe. Both runners safe. A successful steal for Fitzpatrick, and Lumen continuing to pour on the pressure on Springport. Two in scoring position now with one out. Crowley swinging a short pop to fair territory in right field. In for a base hit. Both base runners coming in to score right behind each other as McCluskey hesitant initially to move from third. So McCluskey and Fitzpatrick within 5 feet of each other, both running in for the score. It's a two-run double for Kellen Crowley, and Lumen Christi continuing to pull away in the sixth, 6-0 over Springport. Those two RBIs brought to you by Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. First extra base hit of the game for either team as well. Comes in a big spot, and it looks like that's going to do it for Andon Zener on the mound. Here comes in head coach Eric Allen. And yes, there is going to be a new pitcher for Springport. So we're going to take a 60-second timeout when we come back. We'll resume this one. Bottom of the sixth, Lumen Christi 6-0 over Springport on WKHM.
Phelps Towing wants to thank Jackson and the surrounding counties for making us your one call when things go wrong out on the roadways. Living in this beautiful area can have its drawbacks from time to time, from car deer collisions to blown tires from potholes. Call 764-1921 to get you back to your busy life. We also do jump starts and vehicle lockouts, as well as vehicle relocations and equipment hauling. When things don't go as planned on the road, call Phelps Towing on Page Ave in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
Think about your loved ones, the people who depend on you every day. If something unexpected happened, would they be taken care of? Too often, families find out too late that life insurance was something they should have had. At Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency, they'll review your situation, explain your options, and make it simple and affordable to protect your family's future. Call Jenkins Insurance Group today, online at jenkinsinsures.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Two more runs scoring in this inning for the Lumen Christi Titans, extending their lead 6-0 now over the Springport Spartans, as we've got a new pitcher warming up in relief for Springport. It is Ripken Overweg throwing the last of his warm-up pitches. Currently, Kellen Crowley, runner on second with one out. And now Benny Gaston stepping into the left-handed batter's box. So final line for Andon Zienert. 5 1/3 innings pitched. He allowed 4 earned runs, 6 total on 7 hits. As the pitch is in the dirt, squeaks away from Drew Kriegel, and that's going to advance Kellen Crowley to third on a wild pitch already from Ripken Overweg. So through 5 1/3 innings, Andon Zener, 4 earned runs, 6 total on 7 hits, 5 strikeouts, 3 walks. Fastball, bottom of the zone, called strike one. 1-1 count now for Benny Gaston. 1-1 on its way, Ripken Overweg, called strike two, fastball inside half. Benny Gaston 1-for-2, hit by a pitch, fly out, and a single with a run scored. 1-2, called strike three, inside half of the plate, and there is a big strikeout for Ripken Overweg in relief. Takes care of a huge bat in this lineup. And that brings in Paul Sattler.
Batting fourth for the Titans, 6, Paul Sattler.
First pitch, low and in, missing on the fastball. Sattler, meanwhile, he's 1-for-3. Single in the first, reach on an error in the third, and flew out in the fifth. 1-0. That one drops just below the zone at the last minute. That's 2-0 now. Runner on third with 2 outs. Lumen Christi up 6-0 in the bottom of the sixth. Breaking pitch, that one inside half. Called strike one, 2-1. Ripken Overweg the stretch, 2-1. Swinging a tapper hard towards second base. Gloved and thrown to first in time. Zener to Gibson Overweg in time. And that retires the side, but Lumen Christi adding two more on two hits. In this sixth inning, they lead 6-0. Final chance for Springport in the top of the seventh coming your way in 60 seconds. This is High School Baseball, brought to you by Aspen One Hour on WKHM.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone, veneer, or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing Company. If you or someone you know is currently working in the plumbing industry and looking for a new company to work for, give me a call. We are currently hiring experienced plumbers and drain cleaners. At Grimes Plumbing, we are family-owned and operated and have proudly served the Jackson community for decades. If you are ready for steady work with a company that treats you like family, we want to hear from you. Apply today at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com or send us an email at GrimesPlumbing@gmail.com.
Listening to live high school baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
6-0, Lumen Christi over Springport. This is Springport's last chance of their season. Here in the top of the seventh inning, Connor Dockery with you on WKHM, broadcasting Lansing Catholic High School. Today's coverage brought to you by Omni, Performance Automotive Northwest, Jackson Public Schools, IST, and Jessica Villarreal, five-star realty. 5-6 and 7 due up for Gibson Springport. Led off by the first baseman, Gibson Overweg, and River McCluskey staying on the mound in relief for Lumen in his second inning of work. First pitch, fastball at the knees, called strike one. Came in the last inning, allowed a single, and then otherwise had a strikeout. There was an intentional walk in there. Of course, that's not going to be credited against his numbers, but caught stealing in there as well to end the inning. Next two-pitch missing. It's two balls and a strike. Gibson Overweg. So far in this one, 0 for 2 with a strikeout in the second and a ground out in the fourth. 2-1. Swing and a foul tip behind to the netting, and it's 2-2. Huge key in this one, of course. The base runner disparity as we got a fastball missing inside. 3-2 full count to Overweg. So far in this one, Springport has only had a small handful of base runners, five total, as a matter of fact, because we got called strike three. Gibson Overweg thought that fastball was off the plate, but got just enough of it, batter, called third strike.
Number 21,
Springport,
Gavin,
two outs remaining on their season. Second strikeout in relief for McCluskey. And that brings in the third baseman, Gavin Leitner. First pitch bounces in the dirt on the fastball. Leitner in this one, he's 0 for 1, hit by a pitch in the second and lined out in the fourth. Kluski ready to go on the hill. 1-0 pitch, swing and a pop foul out of play. Behind us, one ball, one strike count. Only, again, five total base runners in this one for Springport. They've more than doubled that on the other side with Lumen Christi. Next one in there for a called second strike. Kluski ready to go in the stretch. Gets the pitch he wants. 1-2 on its way. Swing another pop foul out of play. Leitner staying alive. And again, not all of that, those Lumen base runners, I should say, not all of that against the pitching from Andon Zienert or Ribkin Overweg in relief. A couple of errors mixed in there as we got a breaking pitch, runs in and gets Leitner on the back. His second time he's reached by way of the hit by pitch. Thankfully, that one didn't look too hard. Still doesn't feel good all the same, I would imagine, but...
The seventh batter,
Springport,
one,
their sixth base runner of the game. Runner on first, one out, trailing Lumen Christie 6-0 in the top of the seventh. Here's the number seven hitter, Ripken Overweg, second baseman turned relief pitcher. We got a step off from McCluskey. Now a step off throw to first. Leitner diving in safely. So Lumen Christie, combination of both hits and a couple errors, getting them on base. Meanwhile, Lumen's pitching between McCluskey currently and then before that first five innings for Kellen Crowley just been great. They've been getting their spots, a lot of strikeouts, and limiting really the hitting, the hittable contact. All the contact that Springport's gotten has either been for fouls or has been in spots that the Lumen Christie defense behind these pitchers has been able to make these plays. As we got a swing and a foul tip behind. One ball, one strike count for Ripken Overweg. 0 for 2 in this one. A ground out and a strikeout. 1-1 pitch, swing and a hard grounder right up the middle between two diving infielders. For a knock, Ripken Overweg keeping the lineup going. Runners on first and second with one out. Top of the seventh, trailing Lumen Christie 6-0. Here's the DH, Josh Gordon. Second base hit allowed by McCluskey in as many innings of relief pitching here. First pitch right down at the middle on the fastball. One strike. In the stretch, Leitner on second, Overweg at first. 0-1 late, swing and a miss. That one was virtually in the glove before he even started his swing. 0-2. Winds and deals, late swing and a miss again, and there's the second out. Third strikeout in relief for McCluskey. Springport down to their final out of their season. Here's the number nine hitter, Colton Williamie, at the plate. In the stretch. First pitch, swing and a miss. Meanwhile, both runners in a pickle between first and second. This should be the last out here. Overweg between first and second. And not able to make a return play. Ball is loose. And in that whole ordeal, Gavin Leitner able to move up to third. Boy, they had the game done right then and there. But suddenly the throws between first and second, somehow first base became wide open and there was no play to be made there. So a steal for Gavin Leitner. Runners on the corners with two outs. Williamie at the plate. 0-1 count meanwhile. Here's the 0-1. Runs in and gets him. Bases loaded. We are not done yet, ladies and gentlemen. Bases loaded with two outs. Springport trailing 6-0 to Lumen Christie here in the top of the seventh. Here's the catcher, Drew Kriegel. Now at the plate is the catcher, Harrison Botke, comes out to have a chat with River McCluskey, trying to settle him down, trying to help him get this final out of the inning. So far to this point.
The leadoff hitter, number three, Drew Kriegel.
Gibson Overweg struck out. Then Gavin Leitner hit by a pitch. Ripken Overweg ripping a single. Josh Jordan striking out, and then Colton Williamie hit by a pitch to load the bases. Kriegel right down the middle, called for a strike. Drew Kriegel in this one, he is 0 for 3, a couple of ground outs and a strikeout. in the stretch. 0-1 late. Swing and a miss. Springport down to their final strike. Bases loaded, two outs. Next pitch from McCluskey. Fastball missing high. Woman Christie looking to advance to the regional championship on Saturday. 1-2. Ooh, that one just off the plate. A lot of Lumen supporters thinking that was called strike three. But Drew Kriegel still alive at the plate with a 2-2 count. In the stretch, 2-2. Swing and a miss. And that'll do it. Lumen Christie shuts out Springport 6-0 here in the regional semifinals here at Lansing Catholic High School.
No errors, three left.
They'll be moving on to Saturday in the regional championship, taking on the winner of Plymouth Christian Academy and St. Mary Catholic Central. Unbelievable performance both on the mound for Lumen Christie and at the plate.
To the regional final,
just completely stifling Springport, anything that they could do. Their best chance to score was in this seventh inning with bases loaded, but just could not come through with really any of their base runners that they got. Meanwhile, Springport making a couple of mistakes pitching and defense, and it seemed like every single mistake that Springport made in this one, Lumen Christie came through every single time.
Everyone, please drive home safely and have a great evening.
Lumen, two runs in the first, one run in the third, one run in the fifth, two more runs in the sixth. Again, Springport just not able to come through with any of their base running opportunities, as Lumen Christie continued to add to their lead as the game went on. So winning pitcher, Kellen Crowley, through five innings. No runs on two hits, no walks, six strikeouts, and one hit batter. And River McCluskey, even though it got a little shaky there at the end, able to shut the door, no runs allowed on two hits, four strikeouts, no walks, and two hit batters. Losing pitcher, although it's... well, we certainly can't put this one on him. Andon Zener threw five and a third innings. Four earned runs, two unearned runs on seven hits, five strikeouts, and four walks. Meanwhile, Ripken Overweg getting two outs in relief, no runs, one strikeout. And for Lumen Christie, of course, Wes Learned coming through with that two-run single in the first inning. He finished one for two, single strikeout and a walk. Kellen Crowley finished one for three, a two-run double in the sixth, two big insurance runs to keep stretching that lead. Otherwise, we had a one-for-two game for Jack Fitzpatrick, two walks and two runs scored to his name as well. So one more time, final score, it's 6-0, Lumen Christie over Springport, and Springport will be moving on into the regional championship on Saturday, taking on the winner of St. Mary Catholic Central and Plymouth Christian Academy, where it looks like St. Mary Catholic Central currently has a 4-2 lead over Plymouth Christian Academy. So we'll see what happens there. My name is Connor Dockery. Thanks for tuning in to this presentation of High School Baseball, brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour on WKHM Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and WKHM.com. Have a good night, everybody.
We hope you enjoyed this broadcast of High School Baseball on WKHM Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Today's live baseball coverage is brought to you by Tom Coffey Softwater, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Performance Automotive Northwest, Jackson Public School, Form Energy, Grimes Plumbing, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Omni, Phelps Towing, Wolverine Seal Coating, Kelly Express Marts, Jim Winter Auto, Jackson College, Jennifer Scanlon at the Brokerage House, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance, and Industrial Steel Treating. We now return you to your regularly scheduled program.